99.9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in the Middle East, where Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a temporary ceasefire with Hamas is in the works. But he tells CBS's Face the Nation it can only be sealed if the terror group drops what he calls delusional claims. Correspondent Naomi Ruckham has our top story.
A draft of the ceasefire agreement includes the release of up to 40 women and older hostages in return for up to 300 Palestinian prisoners. In Gaza, the Hamas-run health ministry says more than 29,000 people have been killed in the war. This doctor describing the horror on the ground in Gaza.
Limbs amputated without any anesthesia. That's what we're seeing on a day-to-day basis.
An active duty member of the Air Force stunned onlookers when he doused himself in accelerant and lit a match outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., as he yelled he would no longer be complicit in genocide and free Palestine. Police say the man's in critical condition. He live-streamed the whole thing on Twitch. The Supreme Court hears arguments today on social media cases in Florida and Texas aimed at protecting conservative points of view. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court will have to decide whether social media and internet platforms are more like newspapers, which have First Amendment rights to publish whatever they want without government interference, or are they more like phone companies and shopping malls that are not allowed to discriminate against viewpoints and must allow access to everyone.
Nikki Haley's uphill battle just got steeper, but she's soldiering on after her 20-point loss to Donald Trump in South Carolina Saturday.
We need someone who can put in 8 years of hard work day and night, focused on real solutions for the American people, not vendettas, not drama, just results for the American people.
Next up, tomorrow's primary in Michigan. A search is on for a missing couple from Northern Virginia after they disappeared a week ago during a sailing trip in the Caribbean. Police say Kathy Brandell and Ralph Henry's yacht was found abandoned in St. Vincent. Their friend, Casey McAlpin.
They were just a delightful couple and a real blessing in my life and in the lives of so many other people.
Royal Police in Grenada say they're working on leads that suggest the couple may have been killed. With 2 weeks until the Oscars, Oppenheimer may be unstoppable.
We're in a race against the Nazis.
Won top prize at both the Producers and Screen Actors Guild Awards over the weekend. S&P futures unchanged right now. Dow futures off 40. This is CBS News.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Amazing prices await at Dell.com/deal.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two proposed amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution are moving forward. Both ideas came up during the COVID-19 pandemic. One would let churches and other houses of worship stay open during public health emergencies. It needs to be passed by lawmakers one more time. The other would give the legislature more say on how to spend federal money. That amendment now goes to a statewide referendum in November. Governor Evers says he'll veto a Republican bill to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin, but Representative Jeffrey Mersau says the bill has important legal protections for innocent landowners.
That's the whole crux of this whole bill is trying to get stuff cleaned up without taking and making somebody liable that had nothing to do with it.
Evers says the bill weakens the state's enforcement authority. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks are back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with another decisive win, 119-98 over the 76ers. They beat the Timberwolves over the weekend, the top team in the West. Giannis, with 30 points, went live after the game on ABC TV.
Bye. Bobby Portis was also mic'd up, and he said the Bucks are starting to look like the Bucks again. Where would you say this identity is for this team under Doc Rivers at this point?
We got to keep on building good habits, and we just got to keep on playing hard. I think the last two games we've played hard, and that's who we are. When we don't play hard, we don't look like the Bucks. So I think Bobby's right.
The Bucks host the Hornets tomorrow night. Baseball. Brewers with a 10-3 loss to the Rockies in Arizona. Manager Pat Murphy on his advice to his young team.
I always say, prepare to play good, treat yourself good. Which one do you think's the toughest? Treating yourself good. Kids, they still need help because they'll beat themselves up. They'll put their expectations so high. That's the part, you know.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny, warm, and a little breezy today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, some scattered light rain, or low 46 tomorrow. Sun in the morning, showers in the afternoon, 66 by Wednesday. Some freezing rain with a high of only 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
And on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
I think when people meet me, they think they're giving me a compliment. They go, "That's your name, Rocky?" And I go, "Yeah." And they go, "I got a dog named Rocky." Oh, my father gave me that name. And I had a typical Italian dad, you know, like every day before I used to go to school, he was listening to me. He goes, "You don't rat on nobody." Yeah. Because you don't know nothing, because you don't see nothing, and you didn't do nothing. So we're in history class, and a nun comes over there, and she's like, "Rock, I want you to tell me who killed President Kennedy." I go, "I didn't do it." She goes, "I know you didn't do it. Tell me who did." I go, "I didn't see nothing." Yeah. So she calls my father up to school. She says, "I used this kid who killed Kennedy. He told me he didn't do it." My old man goes, "Hey, the kid said he didn't do it. He didn't do it."
WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me today. Just getting over a cold. The cold is gone. This is the aftermath. The voice. Yeah, you know, it's like every 7 years this happens. Like the locust. You know. And what's that bug that comes every 7 years? Whatever that beetle is that shows up every 7 years. That's how I get the colds. Cold's gone. And feeling good, just the voice a little bit this morning. Hey, got a full show for you today. We got a lot of stuff going on. Beth Heindorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo, is going to stop by at 6:30. We're going to talk to her and find out about some programs going on at the Racine Zoo that I think your family is going to want to know about, all right? And at 7:06 this morning, we'll have Sergeant Christy Wilcox from the Racine Police Department. They have a program going on, too, that I think you're going to know about as well. Plus, we've got tickets to give away to the State Fair. CCM Powerhouse, that's contemporary Christian music artist, Casting Crowns, is going to be at the State Fair. And we've got tickets to give away this morning. So, a lot of stuff going on. Let's get going.
Playing with the queen of hearts. No, I didn't really smart.
this morning started off fine. I set off the alarm this morning. I came in. I stuttered on the code. The alarm and set it off. Couldn't shut it off. I had to call Stuart Waddles. I said, "Do you know how to do this?" I just eventually got it to shut off, but there's a loud screeching noise in here. As soon as I walked in this morning, that happened. What was the other thing that happened? Oh, the temperature. It's like in the mid 70s in here. I think I turned a thermostat down. Who turned it up? I mean, it's so warm outside. Now it's 37 degrees. It's nice. It's going to be 52 today. You believe that? Sunshine, 52 degrees. Let me say it again. Sunny and 52 degrees today. Now, that's nothing. Tomorrow, 59. We're going to hit near 60. They couldn't say 60. They had to say 59. They could have just said 60 and made a sound. Oh, wow, 60 degrees. And so that's good. But here's the bad part. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. But 59 tomorrow. I don't think I need my winter coat tomorrow morning, do I? Wear that spring jacket out there. My wife set up a camera in the backyard to catch the wildlife back there. There's so much activity going on in their backyard when we don't know about it. As soon as we show up, they scatter. But there were squirrels, possums. Who knows what's back there? All I know is when it snows, there's tracks going in every direction in our backyard. So for Christmas, our son gave us this outdoor camera. It's a motion-detected camera. You can just set it up outside anywhere you want. And when the critters start running around, you catch them. It just shoots a few seconds of it so you can catch them. So we caught some squirrels back there, which we knew were back there. But I want to catch the critters at night. I want to see what's going on there. Because there's a lot of activity in our backyard, in my front yard, too. And there are tracks everywhere. I think they wait for us to go to bed. They see the light go out, and they say, all right, they're asleep now. Let's get going. So we're finally going to get a chance to see them out there. You know, one morning, my son took a picture. There was a possum on the fence right outside his door. He took a picture. All you see, these two jewel eyes. You know how the eyes get jewel-y when the light hits them? You see this possum just staring at him. It looked kind of evil, although possums, they're not going to bother you. But anyway, so we're going to find out what's going on in that backyard. All right. I got a list of things here you should probably never do at work. They don't seem that horrible, but it could probably annoy your fellow coworkers. These are according to HR professionals, okay? They say, don't overshare. It's easy to get comfortable with your coworkers when you're around them for 8 hours a day, but that doesn't mean they're automatic friends. Oversharing too much of your life with them could cause issues like gossip and rumors starting. Don't be humble. I do that, too. I overshare all the time. Always oversharing. It comes from being on the radio, because people like when you overshare on the radio. They like to hear about your life, because it makes their life seem better when I tell them about mine. Don't be humble. Successful people tend to be very direct about their accomplishments and more vocal. Don't stick around too long at parties. Negative things can come from hanging around too long at company functions, whether it's the alcohol talking or just being with your coworkers in a different environment. When it's time to leave, it's time to leave. What did you used to get from the Tooth Fairy? It was so exciting for me to, when I lost a tooth when I was about 6 years old, whatever it was, 5, 6 years old. I used to put it under the pillow, and I used to try to stay awake because I wanted to see the Tooth Fairy come. I actually thought there was a Tooth Fairy. And so I used to put the tooth under there in the morning at 25 cents. A quarter was there. And I used to run into my parents in the morning. Look what I found. Look what I found. Look. Ah, the Tooth Fairy left you a quarter. Well, that was then, this is now. The Tooth Fairy has been hit with declining wages. Payouts dropped. They dropped to $5.84 a tooth. Whoa. That's down 39 cents from the year before. So you're telling me it was over $6 a tooth? Kids in the West get the most. Get this, $8.54 a tooth. $8.54 a tooth. And I thought a quarter was something. First of all, what do you think? You get like a PayPal thing under the bed, under your pillow? How do they do that? A little gift certificate, gift card? How does that work under that much? You can't put $8. What do you put, an envelope full of cash? Now, I think, what do you give them? Like a little gift card, right? A Visa gift card or something like that? Under the pillow? Okay. Would you be more excited about going back to the office if the smell of Indian sandalwood was wafting through the air? The Wall Street Journal says some employers are pumping fragrances into the workplace now to improve workers' moods and woo them back into the office by making it an environment that smells amazing. You want to get them back in? Put the smell of French fries wafting through the office. That'll get them back. The odds are long that a person's wallet that has gone overboard in the ocean would be found almost a year later on the beach. What are the chances, right? The odds are really long that you would find your own wallet on a beach a year after you dropped it in the water. But that's exactly what happened to one woman in Canada. She said everything was in good shape, too, except the zipper was corroded. Imagine finding your own wallet a year later after it fell overboard in the ocean. I mean, the odds have to be astronomical about something like that. Wow. Okay, into movies? All right, a company is looking to pay someone $2,000 to watch all 10 Best Picture nominees. You'll get a 65-inch 4K TV and a $500 DoorDash gift card for snacks. After watching the movies, whoever they choose will have to predict the Oscar winners for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress. Check out testcasinos.com for information on how to apply. You have to apply by March 3rd. Oh, I could do that. This year's going to be pretty easy. Yeah, this will be an easy year to do it. I think it will be anyway. If you're a fan of Yellowstone and reality TV, Peacock has the show for you. It's called The McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys. It's about the real-life ranch family, not the family from Yellowstone. That was made up, but close to it. So if you're into that, I tried to watch Yellowstone once. I got to the first episode, and I couldn't get through it. It just wasn't my cup of tea. Hey, WRJN, pleased to welcome the CCM powerhouse, that's contemporary Christian music powerhouse, Casting Crowns, to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage, Monday, August 5th. Join us for an evening filled with powerful soul, stirring artistry that will lift your spirits. Also joining Casting Crowns to the main stage, August 5th, is fellow CCM star, Turin Wells. Tickets go on sale at WIStateFair.com all this week. And I've got tickets for you right now. You want a pair of tickets to go see Casting Crowns at the Wisconsin State Fair? I got a pair waiting for you right now. Yeah, give us a call. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. I'll open up the phone lines. And what button do I have to hit? All right. That button. All right, they're open. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. Somebody said I say the phone number way too fast. I think I do. Especially when you're trying to remember what all the numbers are. But our phone number is real easy. 634-WRJN. But then you got to look at the letters on the phone. 262-634-9756. All right, give a call right now. Phone lines are open. I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see Casting Crowns at the Wisconsin State Fair main stage. We're talking August here, Monday, August 5th. Got tickets to give away for the next few weeks, too. So all these acts at the Wisconsin State Fair. It's kind of nice, eh? All right, coming up in about 10 minutes, a little over 10 minutes from now. Well, I'll make it 14 minutes from now. We're going to be talking to Beth Heindorn from the Racine Zoo. She's got some big programs coming up there she has to tell you about. The zoo is really the place to be. So that's coming up in just a few minutes here. Sunshine today with a high near 52. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 47. Looks like partly sunny tomorrow. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 59. 618 WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
To news, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Milwaukee that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 262-970-5777 and press 0 to apply. That's 262-970-5777 and press 0.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
At WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio Refreshed. She will play around and leave you. Hi, Don Rose, and thanks for joining us here this morning on a Monday morning. Hope your weekend went well. Have a good weekend? Yeah, I spent the whole weekend in bed getting over this. Cold is gone, but I wanted to rest it out just to make sure. Yeah, got rid of it. Got rid of it faster than I usually do, because this time it was on a weekend, so I could just relax all weekend. I didn't go outside, didn't do anything. Just vegetated all weekend. All right. Got a bit of sad news here. I was a big fan of the Wendy Williams show. I didn't watch it all the time, but if it was on, I would turn it on and watch it. You know, Hot Topics, all that kind of stuff. But Wendy Williams has some health issues now. Her team issued a statement the other day saying she has frontotemporal dementia, also aphasia, which affects the ability to understand or express speech. These are basically the issues Bruce Willis is dealing with now. I guess they did a documentary on her recently when she was going through all this, and it didn't look well for her. I mean, she's very forgetful, and she just didn't do well. It's too bad they're going to air it, because it doesn't put her in a very good light. Here's an unpleasant thought. 1 in 4 Americans have dropped their cell phones, keys, wallet, or purse into the toilet of a public restroom. If I drop my wallet in there, I'd throw out the wallet. I'd take out the credit cards and sanitize them, but I'd throw out the wallet. Same thing with the phone. I'd get rid of the phone. You really want to ever put that phone to your face that you dropped in a toilet bowl? Oof, come on. No way am I going to use that phone again. How come people are dropping all their stuff in public toilets? I mean, don't you watch that stuff when you go in there? All right, here's something we should have known years ago. A place in India has banned cotton candy after a lab discovered a cancer-causing substance in samples. It could be used to give cotton candy its bright pink color and used to dye textiles, cosmetics, and inks. The chemical's banned in California and the European Union. Wait a second, it's banned in California. What about the other 49 states? They don't care if we have cancer-causing cotton candy? I think about all the years I ate cotton candy, that pink cotton candy. Oof. Yuck. Now they tell us it is no good. Showbiz news. Peter Frampton says he was tricked into being in the movie Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Remember that film? It was terrible. He said Paul McCartney was supposed to be involved in it, and he wasn't. That was a bad movie. The Bee Gees were in there. They actually played, I think, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band with Peter Frampton. It was terrible. And ladies, in case you're interested, Tom Cruise is apparently single once again, back on the market. I didn't know he was off the market, but he's back on. All right. Here are three reasons you should never let your dog lick your face. Everybody does. My dog's been licking my face all my life. You can get tapeworms if your dog's been in contact with a dead animal. You can get salmonella poisoning if it's gotten into the trash. You can get a parasite called cryptosporidium. We know that, don't we? That attacks your intestines and causes diarrhea. Now they tell us. After all these years, the dog has been licking my face. Now they inform me of this. Remember cryptosporidium hit Milwaukee? It was called a great bug on a great lake. Remember that? Odd but true, the first person to show their belly button on TV was... Now, everybody thinks it was I Dream of Jeannie, and it wasn't. They had hers covered up. Barbara Eden never showed her belly button on that show. And all the years it was on, I Dream of Jeannie. You know, they had it covered up. It was Cher in 1975. She was the first person to show a belly button on TV. You'd think it would have been shown before that. Hey, you know what the first TV show ever to show a toilet bowl was? Everybody thinks it was All in the Family. Now, that's one of the first shows you heard, actually heard the flush. But you never saw the toilet bowl on All in the Family. It was Leave it to Beaver. Wally and the Beaver were in the bathroom one day doing something, you know, where they shouldn't have been doing. You know, maybe dirtying up the sink or something, dirtying up the bathtub. And in the background was the toilet tank. That was the first time it was ever shown on TV. Leave it to Beaver. All right. What annoys you most on the road? According to a survey, people who text are the most annoying drivers. Nope. People who tailgate are the most annoying drivers. That came in second. People who try to cut in front of you of a line at an exit. Oh, yeah. Because they don't plan. They don't plan ahead. Happened this morning. I'm coming to 16th Street. This guy, now I'm going 30 miles an hour. This guy zoomed past me. Must have been 40, 45. Just to get ahead of me, and he had to stop at the light right in front of me anyway. So he wasn't even, he was in front of me one car length. But he had to risk it by zooming around me at 45 miles an hour. By the way, passed me on the right. Well, I had some questions for Sergeant Christy Wilcox this morning, and I forgot what they were. On Friday, I said, I got to remember to ask her. Oh, I know what, oh, this woman, oh, I don't have it with me now. I've left it home. All right, we'll get her next time with those. Oh, I got, I wish I could have those now. I don't have them in front of me. That would have been good to ask her. Okay, odd but true, when Sarah Michelle Gellar was 5 years old. Remember the actress Sarah Michelle Gellar? I think she was on some werewolf show or something like that. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, something like that. She did a Burger King commercial that made fun of McDonald's hamburgers. So McDonald's sued Burger King and named her in the lawsuit. She was just an actress on the commercial, and she was banned from going to McDonald's when she was a kid because she was an actress on a commercial reading some lines. Isn't that something? Babynames.com says that searches for Barbie blew up 300% last July when the movie came out. Searches for Ken increased 200%. We'll have to wait and see how many people actually went through their plan and named their kids Ken and Barbie. It happens every time. There could be worse names than Ken and Barbie. I got news for you. There are some bad names out there. People name their kids. Let's see. It's 628 WRJN Radio. All right. One more thing here for you before we have to bring you the news. There's apparently a new scam where thieves are replacing QR codes on parking meters with codes that they create. Send your money to their wallets. Maybe more of a problem in private lots than public ones. There's always someone to corrupt new technology, isn't there? Always some bad people out there. I never pay by credit card in the meters. It's got to be cash only. Man, I'm not giving anybody my credit card. Sunny today with a high near 52 degrees. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows around 47 tonight. Partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs near 59. Currently, a clear sky, 37 degrees in Racine. Beth Heindorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, coming up next. Keep it here, WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed, a civic media station. I guess we have some extra time. Okay. All right, now we're ready to go. Let's do it. Here we go.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
Could consumers' desire to shed a few pounds actually enhance dairy consumption? I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. It could, depending on how they're doing it. Mike North, broker analyst with EverAg, says some of the new pharmaceuticals that consumers are turning to try to lose that weight may actually enhance their desire for dairy.
We are starting to see a movement towards a couple of different drugs in the consumer market that help people maintain or lose weight and, you know, other things. Ultimately, what it causes is a greater interest in high protein foods. And I think, you know, as you observe the behavior of food companies, as you look at, you know, what's going on, there's a lot of people that are looking to elevate protein levels and to even offer new products.
And many of those new products, including high-protein dairy. That's Mike North, broker analyst with EverAg. Markets and overnight electronic trade, at least for right now on a Monday, looking pretty healthy. Numbers are next.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodashvet.com. Innovation, that's BioVet.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese went up a half a cent to 161.5. 40-pound block cheese was a nickel stronger, finished the week at $1.55. Double-A butter was up 3.75 cents to $2.85 a pound. This morning, Class 3 March milk is up 2 at $17.33. April's up 9, $17.94 a hundredweight. In overnight electronic trade right now, we've got December corn up a penny and a half at $4.51. November beans are unchanged at $11.30. July new crop wheat currently 4 cents stronger at $5.73 a bushel. Just a quick reminder, March 1st, that's coming up this Saturday, the deadline if you want to submit your farm or home for century or sesquicentennial recognition during this year's Wisconsin State Fair. We've got a downloadable application at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Sunny, warm, and a little breezy today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, some scattered light rain, our low 46 tomorrow. Sun in the morning, showers in the afternoon, 66 by Wednesday. Some freezing rain with a high of only 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
People we meet, paths we take, and decisions we make are at the center of the heartfelt romantic comedy Now and Then, continuing its run this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. It's 1981, and as Jamie is closing the bar, a desperate last-minute customer offers him and his girlfriend $2,000 to sit and have a drink with him. Who wouldn't take it? As they swap stories, the unbelievable truth about this man is slowly revealed. Call the box office, 633-4218, or RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
News,
talk and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I always thought doctors didn't know what they were doing, but now I got proof now, because if you've been watching TV lately, you have certainly noticed that every other commercial on TV is one of those prescription drug ads. Right? Apparently we're supposed to tell our doctors what to prescribe for us. Like that Prevacid commercial, they're like, ask your doctor about Prevacid. Now, shouldn't your doctor know about Prevacid? Isn't that the guy's job? It's like, yeah, there's nothing we can do for you. Oh, what about Prevacid? Hey, you know, you're right. That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. Now, how many milligrams is good? Did it say in the commercial? Well, I didn't see the commercial.
Song. Yeah, Robert Knight had the original version, and Carl Carlton had a big hit in the 70s, and then Gloria Estefan made a hit of. It's time for another song. Somebody else to have a hit with that song. It comes around every, you know, 12 years or something. Everybody should have a hit with that song. I'm Don Rosen. It's 636 at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refreshed. Beth Heindorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, is here. We got a lot going on at the zoo. But before we talk about that, how are the residents at the zoo doing these days?
Oh, doing great. This weather has been phenomenal. It's supposed to be beautiful today and then tomorrow and then a couple cold days and back up. I love this above average temperatures. This month of February has been just great.
And you let the lions roam the grounds when it's nice outside, right?
Yeah, no. No.
But the monkeys are out there.
Well, it depends on the temperature. Every animal has a threshold of when they can be out, but this weather's been great, so everyone's out, and they enjoy seeing the millions of guests that we have coming in.
You know, when I used to walk my dog up and down Michigan Boulevard, I was able to hear the lions roar in the morning.
They are very good in the morning. They should start to, I mean, the dusk is coming out here, so dawn's hitting, the sun's coming out. We should start to hear them pretty soon.
That's great. You know, you have obviously full-time vets and everything on staff there. I'd love waking up with animals in the morning. I mean, I woke up with dogs all my life and cats and hamsters and parakeets. But, you know, those animals must be great to wake up with and see them in the morning. Huh.
Okay. Exactly. When we have our sleepovers in the summertime, our guests really enjoy waking up to that. I mean, sometimes they forget that they're at the zoo when they wake up in the morning after camping out here. But I think it's a great experience and just really adds to that special activity here at the zoo.
All right, a couple of events coming up. Call Me Old Fashioned. Let's start off with that one.
Yeah, so that is Wednesday, March 20th. And as Wisconsin, I believe that is considered the official drink of Wisconsin. So it is for 2 hours. It's on Wednesday, the 20th. It's 6 to 8 p.m. Red Onion we're going to be making a variety of hors d'oeuvres for everybody to enjoy. And we're going to have anywhere from 5 to 8 different Call Me Old Fashions that people can taste. And these are going to be ready-to-drinks because that's like one of the new hot things that's out there. So we're going to have a variety of things for people to taste. They can hang out here at the zoo on a Wednesday and enjoy that. They'll be greeted with an animal ambassador. We already have a lot of people booked for that event, so we're very, very excited for folks to come. I mean, it's a hump day, so, you know, what else are you going to do? You're going to go somewhere. You might as well come to the zoo.
Absolutely. Call Me Old Fashioned. That's on Wednesday, March 20th. From 6 till 8 p.m. All right.
Right.
This one I can almost tell. It's an Easter event. Egg Extravaganza.
Yeah, this is like one of those tried and true events that we have here. This is for all family members. I mean, it tends to be one of those generational days where you've got grandparents and their parents and then the grandchildren. And everyone is hanging out because Easter is a very special time for many people. And it's our version of an egg hunt where we have cluck cluck doors. So instead of kids, you know, all banging into each other and getting eggs, we have cluck cluck doors throughout the zoo. And the kids can go knock on the door, and we have a wonderful volunteer that will be handing out candy to the kids from the cluck cluck doors. And we already have over 20 businesses, local businesses in the area, that will come here and be able to, you know, kind of talk to the parent about their business. And then they also hand out candy or pencils or little toys for the kids. So it's really a great opportunity. We call that a trunk hunt, our Easter style of a trunk or treat. And it works out great. And word has it the Easter Bunny will be here. He does love the zoo. And there's cookie decorating and egg decorating. And, of course, our amazing animals.
Well, and that, what date is that again?
That is Saturday, March 30th. It's always the Saturday before Easter. And then it is from 10 in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's right. Easter's in March this year, right?
Easter's early. Yeah. So.
All right. Okay, that's the Eggstravaganza, and that's on Saturday, March 30th. Now, I'm going to remind people as these dates come closer.
Of course. I appreciate that.
Because people's minds in the morning are kind of mushy to begin with.
A little bit.
Then we have, by the way, I got to talk about this thing because every Easter, our next-door neighbor growing up, when I grew up in New York, he was an egg and chicken guy. He delivered eggs and chickens. That's what he did. With this big smelly truck in front of next door to us. Anyway, so on Easter, he used to take out dozens and dozens of dozens of eggs and color them with his family. I was over there coloring some of them, too, at times. And then at about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, he used to go through the entire area in the neighborhood and put them on people's lawns. So when you woke up in the morning, all these colored hard-boiled eggs were all over your lawn.
Oh, super fun.
And so he did that for years. His name was Bill Richard. He just turned 101 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think he's doing it anymore, but he good for Bill. He was a nice man next to him. He still is a nice man. All right, next up is Wild for Wine.
Yeah, you know, we like to showcase the zoo and in a variety of different ways. And sometimes if it's wine tasting that gets people out here, well, that's what we want to do. So what I like about Wild for Wine, it highlights our eastern black rhinos, Timu and Kianga, and we talk about the conservation of our rhinos as well as their wild counterparts. What we do, it's a five-course meal paired with five wines for the five species of rhinos. So we do a little edutainment out here. One of our wonderful animal care specialists will be talking about each of the five different species of rhinos, and then they're paired with part of the meal and wine. And then after that, then we go on to the second species, and we just continue it until all five species have been talked about. The food is going to be amazing. It's from Danny's this year.
Oh, good.
And then we're up at our pavilion area, which is on the north side of the zoo, not too far from the rhinos. And, of course, you're just right on Lake Michigan. It's Saturday, April 13th. It's from 6 to 9. It flows really well. Everyone loves this particular event because who doesn't want to help our eastern black rhinos? And then food and wine, and you just can't ask for anything better.
So you have rhinos at the zoo, huh?
We do. Eastern black rhinos, Timu and Kianga.
Now, what's an eastern black rhino?
One of the species. So they look more like, not like a armored, but they have a prehensile lip. They have two horns in the front, and they are, all rhinos have a nice, thick, gray skin, and that's just the species that we happen to have here. They are endangered, and, you know, one of these days we'd certainly like to have a baby with them, too. That's our goal, so we'll see. They keep practicing, but nothing's taken yet.
One day you bring them into the studio here. Should have a lot of fun with them. Now, and what day is that now? Wild for Wine? I'm writing these down.
Yeah, that's Saturday, April 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. And all the tickets are already on sale on our website at racinezoo.org. There's a green bar at the top. If you go to events and do the drop-down, you can find anything that you and I are talking about today for events, and then people can just buy their tickets. But those have been on sale, and folks are already buying tickets for that event.
Let's talk about two camps, which this is the first time I'm hearing about these. Spring break camp and summer camp. Let's do spring break camp. Now, what is that?
So spring break camp is taking place this year on April 1st through 5th. It is the when RUSD is on spring break. That tends to be the week that we do spring break camp. So it's an all-day activity. We also have before and after camp care so that the parents can drop their kid off as early as 7:30, pick them up as late as 6 o'clock, and then the event is during the day from 9 in the morning until 4. So we have camp classes for kindergartners through kids in 5th grade. So it's just a way for, you know, not every parent can take off for that spring break time, and this is just a great way for continuing education for the kids. It works out great. They get to feed giraffes. They meet zookeepers. There's always crafts and snacks and lots of hands-on learning for about animals and wildlife and just the environment in general. And it's just a great way to send your kids to camp when you still got to work on those days.
It's either one of two things you can hear when you walk through the zoo. Either, oh, good, the kids are coming in again from the animals, or you'll hear, oh, those kids are back again.
Oh, you stop.
I don't know. I guess they're happy to see children. I guess they
are. Okay. They're happy to see you, too. You need to come and visit us.
Oh, I will. I love it. I grew up right near the Bronx Zoo. The Bronx Zoo was only like walking distance from my house when I lived in the Bronx.
Yeah, that's and a great zoo. That's love it.
And we had the Central Park Zoo. We had a lot of zoos growing up. But now, summer camp.
Before
we go to summer camp, give me the dates again for spring camp.
Okay, spring break camp is April 1 through 5. April 1st through 5th.
Okay. And summer camp.
Yeah, so summer camp has been going on for quite a while here. It starts this year, the week of June 17th. So it's similar to spring break camp, but you have it's a little bit warmer, so there's a few more things that the kids get to do. They also get to go down to the beach, depending upon the class. Everything is grade specific for meeting the local, state, and national science standards. And then this is for ages 3 to kids entering 7th grade. So it's a little bit more expanded on the age range for the kids. But there are, you know, there's families, we want to take care of everybody. So there could be a 3-year-old, and then a kid in 1st grade. So everyone can come to camp, which is great. Not every camp is done every day of the weeks, but we do have 9 weeks of camp. And the ages 3 and 4 is a half day camp from 9 until noon. And then kids that are getting in kindergarten through kids entering 7th grade are 9 to 4. Again, these also have that, you know, before camp care, after camp care, because everyone's schedules are so different. We want to make sure that we can take care of all the parents or all the grandparents or the guardians, whoever is watching the kids. And it works out great. They enter the zoo. They hang out all day. They come to visit me sometimes. We go see them. They have animal encounters. They feed the giraffes. Some of the older kids in like junior zookeeper, they get to help the keepers, you know, take care of an exhibit, make some animal diets. I mean, it's just really a full, enriching class. And last year was our largest attended summer camp.
Wow.
And we are well on our way to surpassing that this year.
How do you feed a giraffe? Do you hold your hand out with the food, or how does that work?
Yeah, so they're getting fed some leaves. So the kids will be, and we have encounters for regular guests that come into the zoo, too. We do those 11, 1, and 3 every day in the summertime. And you would have so they're up at the north end. You would be able to stand, there's a gate, and you literally stand at the foot of the gate, and you put your arm up, and then they can come over. They've got a lot of dexterity in their neck. So they'll come over and grab the leaf, and then go ahead and eat it, and that closeness of being able to know that you also helped in animal care, it puts smiles on these kids' faces, and it's an amazing experience.
Beth Heindorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, is here. Beth, hang in there just a moment. Don't move.
Sure.
Stay right where you are. More to talk about. I want to find out more about the residents at the zoo. That's coming up in just a moment, 649 WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Bucks and Packer fans, listen up. Your smiles are in for a winning treatment at Dr. Stephen W. Campbell's office at 3801 Monarch Drive in Racine. Just like your favorite teams dominate the field, Dr. Campbell excels in dental care, and your winning grin is his top priority. Whether you're cheering for the Bucks or celebrating a Packers victory, make sure your smile is game day ready. Call Dr. Stephen W. Campbell at 262-432-9529, where your winning smile is always in season.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
At WRJN Radio, Beth Heindorn is here, the executive director of the Racine Zoo. You know, when I was growing up, when we moved out to Long Island, there was the Massapequa Park Zoo. I don't know if you remember, but there was a guy, I forgot his name already. Oh, bring him back alive. I forget the guy's name. He was a big African safari guy. They did a TV series and a couple of movies called Bring Him Back Alive. Frank Buck was his name, Frank Buck. And he was a big African explorer, and he brought all these animals back. And my father's friend started the Massapequa Park Zoo with these animals. And it was crowded, always crowded. Now, here's the problem. The Massapequa Drive-In Theater was right next to it. And when you got on line with your car, it was right next to the Monkey Mountain. And I mean this mountain. It was huge. And the monkeys would scream and throw things at the cars. Not all the time. If you would taunt them, they would do it. And, of course, the kids in the car would taunt them. And they'd throw stuff at the car, like rocks, little tiny rocks at the cars. So, and there were signs, don't bother the monkeys.
Right. Because, people need to be respectful of wildlife and wild places.
Yeah, and if you start screaming at them, they'd throw things at you. Which I would probably do it, too. If somebody was screaming at me, I'd throw something at them as well. But that's where I got my first, well, the Bronx Zoo when I was a little kid. But that's, mm-hmm. You used to go to the Massapequa Park Zoo all the time. But, yeah, that was Frank Buck, Bring Him Back Alive. There's,
I don't think I ever saw that show.
It was a TV show, and Bruce Boxleitner was the star. It was on CBS, Bring Him Back Alive. And they also had a movie in the 1930s about Frank Buck. I think he was actually in the movie. And he brought all these animals back from Africa, and zoos across the country were able to house them and give them a home. So that was it. I want to hear about some of the residents there at the zoo. Give us some of the ones we don't know about. Now, the giraffe we know about, but give us some of the other residents you have there at the zoo.
Well, we have orangutans. We have a fusa. We have emperor tamarins, which is what we're kind of known for in our field. They're a small primate. They look like they have a white mustache. And we are very successful in breeding our emperor tamarins. And we have probably, between us and another zoo, are the most successful in that species. And our primary primate keeper, Crystal, is the SSP coordinator, so Species Survival Plan. So she, part of her role is any zoo that has those animals that are accredited, she can match them up and, you know, move tell someone they need to move an animal to so-and-so so that they can now have a new mating pair or breeding pair or those types of things. So SSPs are incredibly important, and we are really fortunate to be able to have an SSP coordinator here at the zoo.
There's a lot of people involved in running a zoo. People don't realize it, but the vets, the caretakers, and this is 24/7, 365 days a year.
That is correct.
You can't leave these animals alone. It's like you wouldn't leave your dog alone for a couple of days, and you can't leave animals alone because they're totally dependent on the caretakers. Now, how much food do you go through with these animals? And everybody eats something different, I assume, right?
Yes, they all have different nutritional needs, and we have all our nutrition, our vets, our animal care staff, and the expertise within aquarium or zoos and aquarium professionals help guide the diet plans for the animals. And so we have everything from fish to carrots to grains to meat for the big cats and everything in between. We have the largest little grocery store right here in order to take care of all the nutritional needs of the animals. So we take it very seriously. And if, some of them get vitamins, supplements, just like we would, depending upon what they need. And we take care of that each and every day for all 77 species and all 300 individual animals that make up that our collection here. So it's a big deal, and our staff does just a phenomenal job.
Let's talk about some of the sponsorships available at the zoo.
Yeah, so we have people that, organizations and businesses that sponsor specific animals. We have sponsors that do events like Animal Crackers, which is coming up this summer. We have 20 different business sponsors that support that concert series. And many of those sponsors also support other events that we have. So whether a company or a person wants to support us with a $500 sponsorship or a $10,000 sponsorship, everything in between, we're able to take care of those people. And we're really, really good to our sponsors. So sometimes they get tickets to the zoo, they get events, they get stuff, every sponsorship something for. But it supports us a lot, and we have people and businesses that are just, they just love this zoo. This is a community zoo. We were 100 years old last year, so we're working on our next century, and the support is not going down. It's going up. So it's nice we've been able to support our, because they've been a sponsor of us and how we help market them, they've become more successful as businesses too. And so it's a really big win-win for everybody if you put your support to the Racine Zoo.
And the other things, Animal Crackers is there every year. And
yeah,
also,
we've got the lineup. We've been selling. We probably sold, 1,000 tickets last year at the last concert of the year. We always sell the season tickets for the next year. So we've got a great series coming up. We're very excited about it. That's all online as well, and you can get individual, as you know, or you can get the season tickets either way. And then I know you're part of the Racine concert band, and
right,
they're
yeah.
coming here again this year, and those dates are set and they're on our calendar. So I just love music outside in the summer anyway, and then music outside right by the lake, it just makes my heart melt. I just love it.
This is the 102nd year for the Racine concert band.
Oh yes, it is for the concert band. I know, right?
102
Crazy.
Years. Holy mackerel. Beth, I want you to do me a favor. When we get closer to these dates, I need you to come back and refresh people's memories, okay? Let's quick review here. Call Me Old Fashioned Wednesday. That's March 20th. The Egg Extravaganza for Easter is Saturday, March 30th.
Yep.
And Wild for Wine, Saturday, April 30th.
April 13th.
It says April 13th right here in front of me. What am I talking about? Spring break camp is April 1st, and June 17th will be summer camp. But we'll talk more about those when we get closer to them, all right?
Sounds great. I'd love to. Thanks so much for the letting me come on your show today. I love it.
And give all your residents a big kiss for us at the zoo, all right?
I promise.
All right. Thank you, Beth.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Bye-bye now. Beth Heindorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. What a great zoo, too. 658 WRJN. talking about Love Week coming up next with Sergeant Christy Wilcox here at WRJN.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Milwaukee that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 262-970-5777 and press 0 to apply. That's 262-970-5777 and press 0.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.